Harris refuses to comment on all three of Trump's debate challenges. By Wendell Hasebo on August 8, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris refused to answer on Thursday whether she accepted former President Donald Trump's challenge to debate three separate times. Trump offered on Thursday to debate Harris on September 4 on Fox News, September 10 on NBC News, and September 25 on ABC News. Harris agreed to debate on September 10 on NBC News but refused to comment on whether she would participate in the other two. "I am looking forward to debating Donald Trump and we have a date of September 10. I hear he's finally committed to it and I'm looking forward to it," she said Thursday in Wayne, Michigan. Kamala also refused to directly address the allegations against her running mate, Governor Mike Waltz, of stolen valor. "I praise anyone who has presented themselves to serve their country. And I think that we all should." Throughout the week, Republicans widely mocked Harris for failing to hold unscripted media events. "Excuse me, what are we doing right now?" Trump questioned during a Thursday press conference at Mar-a-Lago. "She's not doing any news conference, she doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference." Trump's comments might have irritated Harris and encouraged her to schedule an interview before the end of the month, she said Thursday after speaking with her team. "It is unclear if the interview will take place in the last 3 weeks of August or whether the interview's scheduling will take place before August ends. I've talked to my team. I want us to get an interview scheduled before the end of the month," she said when asked when she would sit down for her first interview since entering the presidential race. Harris failed to give one unscripted press conference since joining the presidential race 18 days ago. A longtime Harris ally told Politico's West Wing Playbook on Wednesday that she may continue to avoid the press until Labor Day, 25 days away. Harris might not be partial to unscripted events for two reasons. First, she has a habit of delivering silly word salads. Second, she appears to be trying to navigate policy debates within her own party. Anonymous campaign aides reportedly flip-flopped on five of her radical left policies. More is here on Harris's radical record. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.